Thank you very much. And as I said in my opening statement, I certainly commend the double duty that you're performing these days and the tremendous work that you do on behalf of our Park Service and as well as all the staff at the National Park Service. Let me ask you one question about the administration's goals. What does the administration hope to accomplish within the next year and by the end of President Obama's first term with respect to this NAGPRA program?
We have a number of goals that we hope to accomplish, and I think we're well on our way to doing so. We are looking to publish some new regulations. One of the regulations that we're looking to publish very soon is the regulation regarding culturally unidentifiable objects and human remains. That should be published, we hope, within the next literally few days or few weeks. We're scheduled to have a briefing with OMB on that, or we're setting up a schedule to brief OMB on that regulation very quickly. We are looking to complete on our website the inventory of Native American human remains for the both the culturally affiliated and the culturally unidentifiable. We are working with the Native American tribes in terms of looking at the 300 notices that you may have that you've previously provided questions about. We have resolved, I believe, Mr. Chairman, about over 226 of those notices that were on hold at one time have now been published. We only have about 10% of them left that are currently in active negotiation between the tribes and the museums or field offices of agencies to look at the repatriation. I think the biggest thing we're trying to do is we're trying to get to be as have a high level of transparency that all of our databases are brought up to date so that everyone has a full knowledge of what is out there and who controls what objects.
So it appears that after 15 years of inaction, finally we're beginning to see some action on certain aspects of the program.
I believe that the action, Mr. Chairman, really started, I will say that prior to about 2004, we were not as active as we could have or should have been. And I think since 2004, we've seen significant progress.
Okay. Last week, the National Park Service informed the museums and federal agencies that I had requested copies of withdrawn notices, but that notices which had been withdrawn because of a change in cultural affiliation would not be provided. My question is who made the decision to not provide me with this information that I had requested in May, and what is the rationale for that decision? I ask because I really do want this information.
We have, I believe that we are going to give you an exact accounting of each one of those 300 notices. That I checked this morning, Mr. Chairman, and I was informed that it's not yet, the response, while it's awaiting signature, it's not yet been signed. I would say it should be to you in the next few days. Those are the of those 300 notices, I will go back and say that 226 of them have been published. The remaining, or 221, excuse me, the remaining 79 of those notices, I could look at a matrix and go through them exactly, but a number of those will not be published because a determination has been, they have been taken care of in other notices. They were, if you will, double counted. In terms of one notice had an object had already been taken care of in another notice, so they were taken off the list. The only ones that have not been accounted for are the ones that we still are in active negotiation, or still there's active negotiation going on between the museum and the tribe to come to a determination on those pieces. But we believe those are going to be taken care of in a very short order, and we believe you will get a very direct response, Mr. Chairman.
So you will provide me with those in which there was a change in cultural affiliation?
I believe the answer is yes, we will.
Thank you. I appreciate it. In May 09, I requested copies of notices that had been withdrawn. Recently, the NPS staff informed the review committee and others that core functions had to cease as a result of this request. Do you think the NACPRA office has sufficient staff if it is unable to comply with a four-month-old request without shutting down other operations?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the NAGPRA staff is doing the best, is providing as efficient service they can with the staffing that we have.
Is that sufficient staff?
I believe that we have made, yes, Mr. Chairman, I will say it is sufficient staff. I believe that shutting down that work was something that I've had discussions with the staff subsequent to that happening. I believe that we are going to, we have a very active constituency that looks at our information, and I believe we're going to take steps so that will not happen again. We have reduced the backlog. I think we are very well poised to be able, with the staff we have, to provide the responses and information that is requested by tribes, by museums, and in fact by Congress.
Okay, thank you. The gentleman from Washington, Mr. Hastings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wink, you alluded to the CUI regulations that you hope to be, I guess, made public here very soon. There was some discussion of this 2 years ago when in the last administration. Can you give me a sense of what these regulations are, if they differ from what they were 2 years ago?
My sense is that the regulation is basically the same as that we've been trying to get out for the last 2 years. I understand there was an administrative problem when we thought we were going to be able to publish them about 9 months ago that we had to overcome, and we had to go back through some of the process. But my understanding is the regulation today is basically the same as it was when we were trying to get them out about 9 months ago. Okay.
Well, I know we had some questions on that a couple of years ago. Is it possible that you could brief my staff on that prior to that, or at least to where you are right now?
We'd be very happy to come up and
okay.
brief your staff. Yes.
Let's try to arrange that as quickly as possible if we could. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman from Michigan, the co-chair of the Native American Caucus in the Congress, Mr. Kildy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm very happy that we're having this hearing. It's very important that the federal government carry out its responsibility, I think both legal and moral responsibility, to make sure these sites are respected and cared for, protected. And I think the federal government can set an example also for other levels of government. The city of Flint is probably one of the most dire cities in America. There are more people leaving each day. The city's about half the population it was 20 years ago. They're tearing more houses down than they are building it. And my nephew, who's familiar with my work down here on this bill and this legislation, was rebuilding one section of town, and in demolishing, came across skeletal remains. And bingo, he set the land aside, stopped all demolition, all construction, got a hold of the Saginaw Chippewa Indians, about 70 miles north of Flint. They came down, and they identified these sites as Indian burial grounds with the various artifacts and everything that the way of burial and everything. And here again, because my nephew, who is the treasurer of the county and has jurisdiction over that, stopped permanently that area of about 3 acres from any further construction, fenced it off, and the Saginaw Chippewa, as joint partners, will be taking care over that property until a final decision is made, but that final decision will have to be concurred in by the tribe. And I think that attitude, which I think we intended to permeate this bill, is one that I'm sure, feel is an obligation upon your agency to make sure that not just the technical adherence to the law, but the spirit. This law was written for a very important reason, respect for the first Americans. And so I want to work with you to make sure that in our oversight, we set a plan that will guarantee that respect. There are two things that are important. First of all is no designation of these sites and resources. And we have a responsibility in the Congress to make sure there are the resources for that. In the meantime, with whatever resources you have now, I commend you to do everything you can to make sure that the spirit in which this legislation, this mandate was passed, be carried out. And I look forward to working with you. And, Mr. Chairman, I thank you for having this hearing.
Thank you, Ms. Jody. The gentlelady from Guam, Ms. Bordaglio.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Mr. Wink. For the record, I wanted to ask if there has been any discussions at the Department of Interior on the initiatives within the Native American Graves and Repatriation Act that considers the needs of the indigenous people of the territories, the U.S. territories.
I have not personally been engaged in any discussions, and I'm sorry that I can't. I have to believe that there has been, but I can't tell you that I have been personally, but I will provide information to you in terms of what discussions have been held.
Would there be anybody in your staff here that would have an answer?
One, if I could ask Dr. Hutt.
Statute does not include.
Okay. One of the, we have a jurisdictional issue. The statute does not include the territories.
The statute does not include.
The statute does not include the territories.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I feel we should correct that in some way. The statute does not include the territories.
It's my understanding we've never merged the two, but certainly we'll look at it because you raise a valid point.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Got to look out for the territories.
Forward to the inclusion of the territories.
The gentleman from New Mexico, Mr. Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wank, good to see you. I wanted to ask you a question that's a little outside of the scope of your testimony, but wanted to get your perspective. Was hoping you might be able to speak about any impact or role that NAGPRA has in protecting newly discovered grave sites and objects, not just collections that are already in museum or federal agency collections, and what you think the National Park Service's role in protecting newly discovered ancestral remains might be.
There are requirements, as my understanding, under NAGPRA that were described earlier by your colleague, that those that notices are required to be published, that just as described earlier, that there are steps that are taken to ensure that those new discoveries are dealt with in a very expeditious manner.
Thank you. I'll yield back to balance of my time, Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Wink, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Working with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It.